Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You'll be mine and I'll be yours. Oh, I know since yesterday, yeah, is everything has changed.
You might not know Butch Walker's name, but you certainly know his sound. That's because the singer, songwriter, and producer has worked with some of the biggest hit makers of the last decade. Pink, Katy Perry, Weezer, Keith Urban. He produced this latest song from Taylor Swift. He's also led his own bands for more than 20 years, and a new documentary sheds light on Butch Walker, the frontman. He's also set to release a new EP next week, and Butch Walker joins us here in the Soundcheck studio. Butch, welcome.
Glad to be here. How are you?
Good. So the film's called Out of Focus, but it puts you very much in focus, which is sort of a rarity since you've been, you know, in the music scene, more of a behind-the-scenes
right,
guy, it
like
seems.
Pulling the levers behind the curtain.
Pay no attention
yeah,
to that
exactly.
man behind the curtain. And I understand you had a little misgiving at first when the documentary team came to you and said, we want to film you.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's obviously, I've been doing this for a long time, and I've obviously been making my own music forever and touring and have a great fan base, and it's a wonderful family, and I don't like messing that up. And I thought that when some guys came to me and said, hey, we want to make a movie about you, and I was like, well, that sounds awful and boring, and I don't feel like I'm not Prince. It's not going to be that interesting, you know, or mystical. So I guess I was apprehensive at first, but when they ended up putting something together months later and they sent it to me to see, I was really shocked. I was very surprised with not only how well they did with it, mm-hmm. but just the subject matter and the rawness of some of the interviews, because they went to my family, my parents, my then living father, and interviewed him. Very emotional mm-hmm. Piece in there about him. And you know, if anything, this will be a nice piece to have for my family if those guys didn't do anything with it.
Right.
And then they started getting it in film festivals, and then now it's screening in all these cities. And I don't know, it's interesting. I can't watch it.
uh-huh.
You know, just watching an hour and a half on yourself is a little nauseating. But you know.
Well, what's one of the things that's kind of funny about it is there are people, including Jake Sinclair, the guitarist.
Bass, yes.
Bass, mm-hmm. Who, when they ask, you know, describe Butch Walker, they're like, oh, yeah, right. how do I do that?
Yeah, there's a lot of pausing. And,
well, there are at least three Butch Walkers. I mean, there's you as a family man,
mm-hmm.
and then there's you as the producer and as the singer-songwriter. And, you know, it seems like you try and keep those two sort of distinct and separate.
Absolutely. Church and state.
Yeah.
It's very, you know, it's hard because I think a lot of people that end up doing, let's say, get successful as a producer and a writer for other people, they were probably most of them were artists at one time,
mm-hmm.
and then they just got frustrated and gave it up or realized, oh, the money's in the other job. Honestly, and I know it sounds kind of silly for me to say, I love making the money from that, but I don't care about it. Like, it's not as much as I care about making music and as much as I have. And I think a lot of people that don't know that might think, oh, that's funny. You sing too? I mean, I heard that so many times over the last 10 years, people saying, you know, you do your own music?
Yeah.
Like they're really surprised.
Well, in the film, and again, the movie is called Butch Walker, Out of Focus, we follow you and your band of the time, the Black Widows,
yes.
making the 2001 album, The Spade. And on that album, there is a song called Synthesizers, which mm-hmm. is your ambivalent take on your own industry, it seems.
Yeah, and especially my own disgruntled relationship with current and modern music that I have to make sometimes and that maybe I don't want to make for myself. So it was a pretty fun song. That was actually Jake Sinclair, my bassist, and he's also my engineer in the studio. He came in with that song idea, and I was like, dude, I've got to have this song.
And this is the result. This is from Butch Walker. It's called Synthesizers.
Everybody's writing songs with synthesizers.
But I don't have a synthesizer. I can still get down like Duran Duran in 1985. I didn't name my band after an animal. I don't have any feathers or neon clothes, but I can stay out all night like Sacagawea in a paint fight.
Synthesizers from my guest Butch Walker. He is the subject of the documentary film called Butch Walker Out of Focus, available via video on demand and iTunes. So this is you as singer and songwriter as opposed to the producer of hit songs and stuff. And as you were saying before, you try and keep those separate, church and state.
Yeah.
But church and state sometimes, whether we want them to or not, find, you know, ways to kind of influence each other, let's say. Have you had...
Yeah. Well, of course. I mean, I've been making my own records way before I ever stumbled, and I say stumbled into heavily into the producing and writing world of other artists. It really happened by almost a fluke. And
how did it happen?
Well, I was producing my... I was always fascinated with making... doing everything, you know, learning not only be the guy who performs the songs he wrote, but also learn how to record them and produce them in the studio and work the gear. And I was always into that stuff, very hands-on with that kind of stuff growing up. And so when I was making everyone else's records in town, whenever I was not on the road, I would go into the basement and make local bands demos and a couple of those bands ended up doing well with that. And then, more importantly, my first record that I did for my last band, which was called The Marvelous Three, we were late 90s, kind of alt-rock thrown into that mix. But I did a song, and it became a top five hit, and all these labels started calling me saying, we love the sound of that. Who produced it? And well, I did. Who recorded it? Oh, I did. who wrote it? I did. So they started asking me to do it for their artists. And then it just from there, it snowballed into this day job that I didn't expect to happen, but I'm glad it did.
And it was because of, I assume it was Freak of the Week?
Freak of the Week, yes.
Was the song
that was it, yeah. Yep.
I spend a lot on all the clothes that I got, cause all the geeks that I meet, they all look cooler than me. Cause you're the freak of the week, cause you're on the TV. Can you make me a promise? Stop it before we begin. Will you hold on to my head if I ever lose it again?
We're speaking with Butch Walker. He is here with us on Soundcheck. His film is called, well, the film about him is called Butch Walker Out of Focus. Peachtree Battle is the EP that's coming out. I want to go back to the film and something you said in it. Let's hear a clip. This is you talking to the British journalist Philip Wilding of Classic Rock magazine. He asks you, people have bigger hits with your songs than you do. Does that annoy you? And this is the response.
I loved it because I was like, well, this is great. If I can figure out how to do this, then I can do whatever I want with my own,
songs.
Because
yeah.
A lot of people, like, in the industry, just assume they're like, well, you know, oh, it's, I don't know why that guy gives away his best songs. And it's like, well, there's a difference to me between a good song and a hit song.
That's from the film Butch Walker Out of Focus. And to me, that's the pivot point for the whole movie. It's like, there's a difference between a good song and a hit song.
Yes,
do you know that difference when you're writing? Do you know when you've written a song, hit, good.
I think so. I think so. And you know, no one can gauge a hit these days. Sometimes it's a happy accident. I mean, there's so many great songs that are hits. I mean, you can't deny "Crazy" by Gnarls Barkley. You can't deny the "Tonight We Are Young" by Fun. You can't deny the simple genius of those songs and how catchy and great they are and how they become earworms. And then there's a bunch of other songs that come out that just talk about partying in a club till 3 a.m. And it's like, not my thing, but I realize it can be for others. And maybe there's a lot of people out there that like those kind of songs, and that's why they're so constant hits all the time. But, you know, when you write a song, and to me, I think, at least with my fans, what they appreciate, I think, from me the most, and I hope I'm right on this, is that they really like the narrative. They like the storytelling, and to me, it's always been about that. That's my favorite. Songwriters were that way, and you know, you didn't look at a Tom Waits catalog, or look at a Dylan catalog, and or even Springsteen's vast catalog and say that all these were hits, because they weren't.
Right.
But I think that's the thing is with if I'm going to write a song that's like, say, loosely based on my you know, a fishing trip with my father when I was young, you're not going to just go pitch that to Katy Perry.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to work. And so I respect the distance between those two, and it doesn't mean that I didn't grow up on AM and FM radio, because I did. So that's why I embrace pop music and I embrace working on it for other people. But I just think for my own, I don't get that much satisfaction by making a super simple song. I mean, it's not art rock, that's for sure.
But there is an art to making a pop song.
There absolutely is.
Yeah. And on the charts right now, and all over pop radio, is this Fall Out Boy song, officially known as My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark, but everyone calls it Light 'Em Up, which is the subtitle. You co-wrote this song. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've done a number of things with Fall Out Boy over the years.
Yeah, we've done a few.
So how did this song get made?
It was interesting, and to the band's credit, you know, they've always written and done everything themselves. Very DIY band for such a big pop act.
Right.
It's very hands-on with the vision, especially, you know, Pete Wentz, the bass player, is the lyricist, and the singer, Patrick, is like the musical genius who puts it all to melody and song, and can play every instrument. And then the other guys, Joe and Andy, are insane players too in the studio, really good. So when we got together, we thought, well, we have to have a springboard here for the new record, because we don't want this to be anything like they'd done before. They didn't want to carry on. They wanted to reinvent themselves a little bit. And I had this song, and it was the chorus was Light 'Em Up, and honestly, I had written it with someone else in mind, and it was a big kind of
can you say who?
It was a big kind of Rihanna sounding anthem, but with a lot more rock and roll to it. And I know that sometimes that's a hard sell, because there's not a lot of guitars on pop radio right now. So I thought, if we can squeeze this through. And, you know, there's a big heavy metal scream in the chorus saying, I'm on fire, you know. And I actually did that in the studio, and had that on the track when I played it for him. And Pete and Patrick both just flipped out when they heard it, and they went, this is the new Fall Out Boy. And we rewrote it entirely, though, to their credit. They rewrote the verse lyrics to make it super, you know, Fall Out Boy, and make it more them. Right. And then we built around the track with their instrumentation a little bit, but the song, the impetus of the song was already there.
So you brought them a demo, your own demo
exactly,
of the song.
Exactly. It was a song idea that I had already had. And it ended up it was the blueprint for the rest of the record.
The album is called Save Rock and Roll from Fall Out Boy, and this is the song that Butch Walker co-wrote with them, called My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark.
Dark, 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 dark
Fall Out Boy. The song's called My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark, subtitled Light 'Em Up, from their album Save Rock and Roll, co-written by Butch Walker, my guest, the singer, songwriter, producer, subject of the film called Butch Walker Out of Focus, which is available via video on demand and iTunes. You were saying that, you know, they wanted something that didn't sound like all the Fall Out Boy's songs that had come before, and that doesn't sound like old Fall Out Boy. Also doesn't sound like Butch Walker.
Right.
Which is part of the point.
It's kind of a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So in the film, you know, we get to see kind of you as the singer, the songwriter, you with your family, and how closely those two, there's no separation of church and state there. Mm. The songwriter and the family guy are one and the same, it seems.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you have a kid, it changes everything, I believe. And that was where the respect for my father came tenfold when we brought my son into the world 6 years ago. And it just it wasn't about like, oh, I've got to like give up my job and give up music and dedicate my life to being a father. If anything, things just got better and kicked me into high gear with every bit of the, you know, every aspect of my job.
Mm-hmm.
But it also made me, you know, appreciate love more and understanding, because they are understanding like you would not believe, because there's not a lot of times I'm home.
right.
And my dad wasn't home a lot growing up either, and it wasn't because he was out being irresponsible. He was working to keep food on the table for his family, and I respect that.
Mm-hmm. Now, your father was, battling illness. I mean, he has the respirator,
oxygen,
the oxygen thing. He passed away afterwards, but he did get to see the film before he
did.
Yeah.
He was the first one to see it, because he was like, you better send me a copy of that. And so I sent him a copy of it when those guys sent me one, and I think he really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
He really enjoyed it. He was obviously embarrassed by his own interviews, but I thought he was hands down the champion when I saw it. You know, he shined in it with his heart.
It's some of the most emotional parts of the movie, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, there's this song that's on the Peachtree Battle EP called Coming Home.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you sort of coming to terms, dealing with all of this?
It is. A lot of that new record is kind of loosely and metaphorically based lyrically on dealing with mortality. And I knew my dad didn't have long, but I didn't know he was going to go when he went. But he lived way past his due date, said the doctor, 4 years past that what they thought. So it gave me a lot of time to, over the last 3 or 4 years, I was coming to terms with it. And I think medicating for me was writing. So I wrote a lot of songs dealing with it, but without using him as the mm-hmm. subject, really, per se, or literally. But Coming Home is one of those songs that sort of is... It's weird, because it's sort of a fantasy version of that, where it's a person who is singing the song post mortem after dying in a car accident in a ditch, and then is going through in their post mortem mind all the things that they didn't get to do and wish they would have done, and it's just a little lesson to live life to the fullest, like my dad did.
From Butch Walker, the song is called Coming Home.
So mama and dad, and I know they cared. My wife and son, there's a box upstairs with his three initials on it. If he should ever come upon it, there's a note saying everything my mouth can't say. To take a look in the driveway from the lights. 'Cause one day, yeah, I'm coming home.
Oh,
Coming Home from Butch Walker and the EP called Peachtree Battle, which is out next week. Butch Walker's been with us on Soundcheck today. The film is called Butch Walker Out of Focus. It's available via video on demand and iTunes. Thanks so much and congratulations on the film and the new EP.
Good time, thank you.
Well, I've cursed, but I've been blessed to watch a lot of trends go out and come back in, though, like the dogs. But that's the best. To know I wasn't crazy and history got lazier since I got